B-Pod Studios.
From the Planet Fitness Judgment Free Zone Studios.
Are you ready?
This is WNKS. WNKS HD1 Charlotte.
There's no stopping us
from Beasley Media Group Station. Home of the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
Turn it up.
Kiss 95.1.
Everything is awesome.
You ever sneeze naked?
No.
No? It's the strangest looking thing.
Yeah. Turn it sideways, it should pop right into your pants.
I'm barely paying attention to this damn show. You think I can pay attention to a date?
I don't want sloppy seconds from someone else.
Listen every day. You guys are great.
Thank you. We love you.
This is Kiss Mornings with Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
Everything is awesome.
That it is. As we're live at another Dunkin', this time we're in Gastonia off of New Hope Road. We're over here at the mall.
Right off of 85, easy to get to.
Mm-hmm.
And, first of all, welcome to a Fam Jam Friday show with Manny, Roy, and Loren. Lots to do today. Today's a special day, though.
It is a very special day. I brought a three-piece. I'm wearing a suit.
Look at you, Mr. Handsome.
Yeah, I am fully dressed up because we are going to be wedding two of the biggest MRL fans out there.
Well, one for sure.
Well, one for sure. I think you're right. Vicky may just tolerate
by marriage.
He's annoyed by it. But Josh in Lancaster, who is a awesome MRL show fan member, has been since day one, is going to get married today right here at this Dunkin' in Gastonia.
Yes, and this is going to be a legit wedding. We had to go to the courthouse, get the certificates and paperwork, and... we're here in this beautiful Dunkin', and I got to tell you, the staff here at Dunkin', it's just...
Oh, my gosh. It looks amazing.
It does.
Yeah. Bravo, you guys. Bravo.
There are balloons hanging from the roof. You should see this 1, 2, 3, 4, 5-tiered Dunkin' cake.
Yep.
It's got donuts on the first 4 tiers and then a cake on the top. We've got a bouquet. We've got centerpieces. We've got an arch outside with flowers on it. Like, this is a real wedding.
I had very low expectations.
As you should.
So I'm blown away.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I was like, if I just have to stand in a corner and marry these two, I'm happy.
Yeah, no, we're gonna be outside. There was a little rain shower, but I think it's supposed to pass and be gone, so you guys can come watch this wedding live at 7 a.m., or you can listen to it live on the radio at 7 a.m. as we go to marry Josh and his awesome fiance Vicky. By the way, the Dunkin' cake, notice, are in Dunkin' colors.
They are in Dunkin' colors. It's beautiful.
Orange and pink.
And so I getting dressed this morning was a whole thing.
You look good.
Yeah.
Look at Rev Roy.
So I don't know how to tie a tie. I don't know how to tie a tie.
It's good.
This may come as a shock to you, but it's not a clip on. But I've only like dressed up in a suit maybe 4 times in 10 years.
I know what happened.
Don't do it. So
you woke up Callie, your dog, and you said, "Hey, Callie, help me out."
No, Sterling didn't get home from work until like 12 or 1 a.m., and I woke him up at 4 a.m.
Oh, I'm sure that went over well.
I was like, "Hey, I know you've only got 4 hours of sleep, but I really need you to wake up."
And he goes, "Really? Are you serious?
I need you to tie my tie." And he did it. He did it.
No, you look good, man.
Yeah, man.
So you have your speech, your vows and everything ready to go?
Wrote them last night. I had to do quite a bit of revisions because I wanted to make sure we could fit everything in time.
Yeah,
and
according to Dunkin', there hasn't been a Dunkin' wedding before.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Okay, well, cool.
At least here in the Carolinas, we know for sure.
All right, well, I'm glad we could be first in Carolinas.
So
we're first in flight and first in marriage.
That's right.
First in Dunkin' marriages.
First in Dunkin' marriages.
I want to real quickly thank Gas and Reynolds for the arch that is out front there. And Loren, you got the flowers. Mm-hmm. Put the flowers around it. It's going to be a beautiful ceremony out here. So the whole show pretty much is going to be dedicated to the wedding. So if you're a scorned bride or groom, you're not. Today's show is just not going to be for you. Love is
divorcee.
In the air.
You can still be scorned. There's donuts here for you to munch on.
That's true.
Come on by and just eat your heart out.
Yeah, exactly.
Eat the donuts, you know?
All right, we are at the Dunkin' off of New Hope Road in front of the Belk, right off of 85, you guys. I know there's two on New Hope Road, exit 20. Yes, thank you. But we are the one right off of 85. So come by, say hi, and then come by and hang out and watch the wedding at 7.
Please.
But up next, we got to talk to producer Nicole. I think she did it, y'all. I think she got the tat.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't know what we're talking about, somebody really, really cool designed a tat for her, and Nicole went and got it done yesterday. We'll tell you about that coming up in 3 minutes on the MRL Show, live from the Dunkin' in Gastonia.
Hits, Kiss 95.1 with the Manny, Roy, and the Ram Morning Show. We are live at Duncan and Gastonia off of New Hope Road over there, right in front of the mall.
And people are coming by and saying hi. You know, our Fam Jam Friday started off a couple months ago now. We've been out for well over a month, almost two, right?
Yeah.
And our whole goal is to meet 10,000 people. And although we're probably not close to 10,000, we've met so many fantastic people. So we expect nothing less here. And there's the groom now walking in, everybody.
Yeah.
There he is.
The groom has arrived, if you didn't know.
There is Josh and his daughter.
We're going to be having a Duncan wedding today. We're going to do more on that. We'll talk about more about that later on. But we have producer Nicole. You got a tattoo yesterday.
I did. And it was not like my normal ones.
For people that don't know, who designed your tat and what did you get done?
So the other day when we had Cam Newton in studio, we just somehow got on the topic of tattoos. And I think it was you, Manny, who was like, put something or write something on her and she'll get it tatted.
Yeah.
And so then we went back and forth, you know, made a few jokes of what not to do. And then he took my arm and wrote like right on the top of my wrist his one love. That he is just like known for putting on all of his posts. That's kind of like his saying.
Mm-hmm.
So he wrote it in permanent marker and I was like, okay, I'll go get it tatted. And
where'd you go?
I went to, my dude Skinny at Made to Last.
Cool.
He fit me in yesterday after all of his appointments. So,
do we have a photo of it?
Yeah. So it's, I just put it on mine and I'm currently putting
that?
It on MRL.
Good.
Did you think it was cool to do a Cam inspired tat?
Oh yeah, he was like, cool, I collaborated with Cam Newton.
Yeah, that's awesome.
He did.
And today is the kickball tournament, which by the way starts at 4 at Bank of America Stadium. You guys can buy your tickets online at thecamnewtonfoundation.com, and then of course you can buy them on site, but you'll be showing it off today because you're playing, so you can show Cam today.
Yes, it's right on my wrist.
He couldn't believe it, by the way. He was like, I can't believe you're going to get this tatted permanently.
I didn't think it was going to happen. Well,
and then, I did. I figured you'd do it.
Now, was it painful right there? Because it's right on your wrist bone, and that's a bony part of someone's body. Did that hurt?
No. I mean, to be honest, like, I mean, it took less than 15 minutes from start to finish. So, I mean, I feel like I can put up with anything for 15 minutes.
Just one color.
I mean, you work with us for 4 every day, so.
Exactly. And that's painful.
Yeah. All right.
All right. Well, congratulations, Nicole. Go check that tat out, the Cam Newton-inspired tat, at the MRL show on Instagram. We'll put it up on Twitter, too, and Facebook and all that stuff. Up next, though, you know, it is Mother's Day weekend. And Kraft, the brand Kraft, is doing something so cool for mothers. I wish we thought of it.
Really?
Yeah.
The macaroni and cheese?
Yeah.
Okay.
Kraft macaroni and cheese is doing something really cool and has nothing to do with all-you-can-eat macaroni and cheese. We'll tell you about it in 10 minutes right here, live from the Dunkin' in Gastonia off of 85 for Fam Jam Friday.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
It's Kiss 95.1 with the Manny, Roy, and the Rim Morning Show. A special day at Dunkin' in Gastonia.
Already met a whole bunch of people, so come by. We're at the Dunkin' location on New Hope Road right off of 85. We are going to marry Josh and his beautiful bride, Vicky, coming up live on the radio here at 7 a.m. Josh, a super MRL show fan. But Mother's Day, let's not lose sight of that. That's this Sunday. Happy Mother's Day, Loren.
Thank you.
And Kraft is doing something so cool. And I'm not talking about Robert Kraft, although he does cool stuff, too.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, Super Bowls and stuff.
He goes, you know, to he likes his massages and stuff. You know? No, Kraft, the food company, is going to pay moms to get a babysitter on Mother's Day.
Oh, that's cool.
Oh, that's really cool.
They're giving moms a, quote, Mother's Day away to do anything she likes, and they're going to pay up to $100 for the sitter. And all you have to do is get a babysitter on Mother's Day, and then on Mother's Day, go back to their website and submit your receipt for childcare, and Kraft is going to cover up to $100 for it.
That's
awesome. Are you serious?
I want to know, like,
and then they'll send you a check.
You know, it's not like babysitters have, like, printed receipts or whatever. Like, it's going to be somebody writing an IOU on a piece of paper and then submitting that. So I hope that they actually honor those.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm going to be writing a lot of IOUs.
Right? And you're like, hey, Mom, let's just,
I'm sure there's probably more to it. Kraft isn't, you know.
They're not going to,
They're not just going to let anybody scam them. But I thought that was really, really cool. And it's just, it's $100, man.
Yeah, that's great.
You know, and there might be a cutoff. Who knows? You know, maybe
X
it's the first.
People.
But
yeah.
They're not saying that in this article. But shout out to all the mothers out there. My gosh. My mom, my wife, Amanda, everybody that does the mother thing on a daily basis. Thank you guys so much. And happy Mother's Day weekend.
Thank you.
All right, let's do the dirty.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
Well, Roy, didn't you have a little beef with Cardi B when she was here in Charlotte?
I did.
She didn't show up for a really long time.
Yeah, and then she didn't perform. She just stood there. I, by the way, had a blast because when you have to wait 4 hours for Cardi B, you have some adult beverages.
Yeah.
So by the end of the night, I was having a great time.
Well, apparently this is like one of her things. Like she's just late by nature because she was late to her own Fashion Nova launch party on Wednesday night. Mm. And the party started at 8 p.m. and she did not show up until 1 a.m.
Mm.
Now, the organizers had to ask people to come downstairs and go inside to fill up the dance floor because everybody had left by that point. So they were like bringing extra people in to make it look like it was still going on.
Okay.
Wow.
Now, there's a rumor that it had to do with her liposuction. She just, you know, said on stage in Memphis at the Beale Street Festival that she shouldn't be performing. So people are thinking maybe it has something to do with that.
Hmm.
All right. Speaking of festivals, Woodstock now has a lawsuit.
Oh, really? This festival's been a disaster.
I know. The co-founder fired off that letter saying that the investors didn't have any right to cancel and that they were stealing $17.8 million. Well, now there's a lawsuit in place, and they are trying to get that money back. And they're saying that the festival will still go on. It's supposed to take place August 16th through the 18th in New York.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
But we will have to wait and see how long this lawsuit drags its feet on.
Ja Rule and Billy McFarland are somewhere laughing right now.
Yeah. Yeah, it takes the heat off of them.
You know, and there's already somebody going to be making a documentary on this.
Mm-hmm. For
yeah.
sure.
Yep.
I mean.
And, guys, we finally got it. The Ed Sheeran-Justin Bieber collaboration. I've got a little snippet of it now. It's called I Don't Care, but we'll play the full song for you in about 10 minutes, 5 mm-hmm. minutes?
Yeah, 10 minutes.
Okay, let's play a little clip now.
I don't care. As long as you just hold me in, you can take me anywhere. You're making me feel like I'm loved by somebody. I can deal with the bad nights when I'm with my baby.
Through and through.
She knows all the lyrics.
Yeah.
And it speaks to her.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, she's deep on lyrics.
So it's technically Ed Sheeran's song featuring Justin Bieber. But like I said, we'll play the whole song for you here in about 5 minutes.
Yeah, it'll be a Kiss 95.1 exclusive. First time.
Yes. And Kim Kardashian's surrogate is in labor. So we'll have more on that for you coming up in the 7:30.
Yay.
I'm guessing they jetted out of here.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Right. But that's your dirty for now.
All right. Awesome. Roy.
Yes.
You're dressed in a awesome little Reverend's outfit.
I am.
I call it Rev Roy.
Reverend Roy.
You've got a vest on, tie, and we're doing a wedding ceremony live on the radio for you guys at 7 a.m. and live at the Duncan right here in Gastonia off of 85 on New Hope Road.
Yes, please stop by, say hi.
Mm-hmm.
This is going to be the Duncan at the mall.
Yep, the bride and groom are officially here.
Mm-hmm. They are here. The kids are here.
Josh from Lancaster is going to jump on the radio with us with his wife, Vicky, who is very. Who, by the way, lets Josh take. It's like the opposite of Kim Kardashian and Kanye. When Kanye and Kim walk the red carpet, Kanye stays quiet, uh-huh. lets Kim do everything. Yeah, so Kim Kardashian is going to join us here in a minute. Come say hi to us in Gastonia.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
That's brand new from Ed Sheeran, Justin Bieber, I Don't Care. It's a premiere here on the Manny Roy and the Red Morning Show, Kiss 95.1.
Yeah, we'll get it for you again next hour if you just jumped in and you heard that song for the first time maybe midway through. We'll play it again for you in an hour. But it is a special day here at the Duncan. Lorraine, tell everyone what's going on.
It is. We have a longtime listener, Josh, here, and he is getting married today.
Yes.
And Duncan, the staff at Dunkin' Donuts here, or I should say Dunkin' at in Gastonia off of 85, has really done it up.
Yeah, it looks beautiful in here. We have balloons hanging from the ceiling. There is a huge five-tiered donut cake. We've got a bouquet. We've got boutonnieres. We have an arch outside complete with flowers.
All
there's
the tables,
centerpieces.
The tables
yeah.
inside have centerpieces.
There's even a groom and bride donut.
Yes.
Yeah, you guys have to go look at it for yourself. If you can't do it right now, do it when you get into work or wherever you can get to at the MRL show on our Insta stories. All the pictures are there, and they've really done it up. So thanks, Duncan, for taking care of us today. And hello, Josh and Vicky.
Hey, Bo.
Hey, Bo. Vicky doesn't like talking on the radio,
I know.
Josh. We know that by now. We've known you long enough.
You're like her representative.
I'm talking for both of us.
Well, listen, man, we thank you guys so much for waking up bright and early to come here, and we're so glad that we get to be part of your big day. Mm-hmm. Thank you guys so much.
Well, you know, we wouldn't have it any other way to, you know, with the very special people that could be here is here, and the ones that can't be here are listening at home and
good.
In the cars on the way to work.
Good.
And I know her whole staff sits there listening to.
Yeah, they sent us messages. They're sending us
Vicky
messages
staff.
that they're all listening in today.
Yeah.
So, Vicky, why do you let him get on the radio? I mean, how come you haven't stopped this by now? Because he shares so many stories.
They're hilarious.
You got to be rolling your eyes every day when he calls in. You can't stop him.
You just got to get on board.
Awesome. That's a funny question. I was going to go with, what are you seeing him? But it's the wedding day, so. Seriously, though, tell us something. Like, we know Josh is hilarious and, you know, we love the death. But what about you, Vicky? Like, what is it about Josh that you love?
He's amazing. He's got an awesome heart. He treats me like a princess, so.
Yeah.
I couldn't ask for anything else.
There you go, dude.
So
look
sweet.
At you. Mushy. Over here.
And they told us that, like, about 5 years, almost 5 years to the day, they first started dating. Is that right?
Yeah.
Wow.
Back May 24th, 2014.
Okay.
Me and her started talking.
How'd you all meet?
About a week before on an internet dating site.
Oh, that's cool.
Mm-hmm.
First time I met her, hadn't sat down to have dinner with her or anything else. Time I come in her door, I looked in her eyes, told her, I said, you're going to be my wife and have my kids.
Whoa.
That didn't scare you away.
Didn't run? I would have ran.
And everybody hears that story, they're like, you're crazy. You didn't do that. And
yeah.
She'll tell you, I did do that.
You did do that.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
and
so
then,
sweet.
Here we are 5 years later, and the kids are here, and we're getting married.
I love it.
It's called entrapment, but who cares? It's a beautiful story.
That's right. That's right.
I almost shed a tear at the running part. Shed a tear at the whole we're going to run and
Josh
have kids.
Josh is a prime example of, yes, you could get a beautiful woman yourself. Trust me.
Exactly.
Listen, we all are excited for today, 7 a.m. We're going to be outside.
And
we're going to listen to the vows live on the air. It's like the royal wedding, Vicky.
I look at it this way. If I've made it 5 years and she ain't run nowhere, she's not going nowhere now.
There you go.
That's true.
Beautiful kids.
Beautiful children.
Tell everyone about your kids. Kids' names, ages.
Aiden's going to be 3 in August. He's a little monkey.
Hey, buddy.
He loves pro wrestling as much as I do.
Yeah?
And then my princess sitting here, Alyssa, she's 4 years old. And she's as big as in the wrestling as what mom and daddy are.
Did you guys watch last night?
We did.
Yeah.
We watch it every time it comes on.
I know
on.
You do.
Never miss an episode, ain't it right? Somebody over here wants to be like Ronda Rousey when she gets bigger.
Oh, okay.
And the little man down here wants to be like Braun Strowman.
Okay.
And which coincidentally, he took my side in a wrestling match the other day against me and was cheering for Braun Strowman to pin me, so that didn't work out too well.
Well, I actually fit a little bit of WWE terminology in our little ceremony.
Oh, good.
So we will be bringing up your WWE addiction.
Well, I can assure you that all four of us sitting here each have a different fan favorite. Even
really?
Though Vicky's choice in wrestlers, you know, are, you know, kind of towards the low bottom. But
Vicky, were you
razz each other?
Were you a wrestling fan before you met Josh, or did he? Yeah, he got
I
you
hated
into it.
Yeah, but he converted you.
He did.
Yeah. He converted me. I mean, I'm watching. I'm like, it's Thursday night. I got to turn it on. Josh said so.
The main thing was I got her to watch one WrestleMania with me, and then she got seen a guy named Roman Reigns.
Yeah.
That's just beat leukemia. He's in remission.
Mm-hmm. Oh, good for him.
And when he announced that he had to go out for leukemia, this one over here had tears in her eyes rolling.
Wow.
And when he came back 4 months later with it in remission, you'd have thought that she won $1 million. She was like a 2-year-old
it
little
is,
girl.
It's a great story. Down.
Well, listen, we got to take a quick break. We've got to stay on track because we want everybody to be listening live, or either or you can show up to the Dunkin' in Gastonia and watch it right off of 85 on New Hope Road. But we'll do the wedding live on the air. We're going to hear Roy's. Look at Roy, how dressed up he is, John.
This is my minister outfit.
Yeah.
Yep. Well, yeah, like I say, I don't do suits unless I'm going in the ground, so you good.
I love that.
All right.
I love that.
We are live at the Dunkin'. Come by and say hi. The wedding will be live on the air at 7 a.m. It's a very special day right here in Gastonia. On Kiss 95.1.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
All the hits, Kiss 95.1. It's the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show. That voice in the background that you may have just heard is Roy. He's going over all the official paperwork for the wedding that we're about to have. We are now just a little over 5 minutes away from marrying our buddy Josh in Lancaster and his beautiful bride, Vicky, here in Gaston County at the Gastonia Dunkin' off of New Hope Road and I-85.
It's North New Hope, right here in front of the bank and the bank in front of the mall, and it's a beautiful Dunkin'. They've really, the staff here is so awesome. They have balloons, they get centerpieces on the table, we got a donut cake, we have an arch with flowers thanks to Gaston Reynolds out there.
A lot of people are sending their congratulations to Josh and Vicky. You guys are awesome. Josh's phone calls always make me laugh. Here's another person that says, wow, I wish I could make it out there. I can't wait to hear it. We'll be stuck in traffic though, down here in Fort Mill.
Oh, no. Yeah, by the way, this is an open invitation if anybody wants to watch the wedding.
Absolutely.
It's going down at 7 a.m. Mm-hmm. So if you want to come on by, please do so. We welcome you.
Busy morning. We got lots of people coming by just to say hi and take pictures with us as we try and meet 10,000 people on our Fam Jam Friday. Also, we're going to give away money. $300 could be yours in just about 5 minutes from now with the 5 seconds to cash contest. So we gave away money yesterday, and then the rest of the afternoon, nobody won, nobody knew the song. So make sure you're listening. Coming up here in just a minute, we're going to have you guys call in. But Josh, you getting the butterflies yet, buddy? No?
Nope. You ready?
Not nervous, Vicky? There's still time to run, Vicky.
She's staying put.
She can't run in those shoes, she said. But we will have – are we doing this on Insta Live as well?
Yeah.
At the MRL Show on Instagram, people can watch?
Yep, I've got it all set up at the MRL Show. You can watch the whole thing from start to finish.
Cool. And how about you, Roy? Are you ready? You're dressed in your suit jacket. Well, no suit jacket, but you got your vest on and your tie.
Yes, I have my minister gear.
Reverend
gear, good mm-hmm. to go. I got the ceremony written.
How long did it take you to put together the ceremony vows?
Probably a little over an hour, maybe almost two.
Okay.
You know.
Josh, are you and Vicky going to say anything to each other, or do you want Roy just...
I wrote the vows.
Oh, so you guys don't want to say anything off the vows? Yeah, he might want to throw something in.
All right, we can do that.
It's his wedding.
Sure, again, you know, they said they didn't want to...
Yeah, there's no telling what Josh might say. Yeah, go for it, buddy.
Remember,
don't hold
we're
back.
On the radio.
Don't hold back, please. All right, that is going to be at 7 o'clock, and if you can't make it out here, don't worry. We're going to have it live on the air. And then Loren and I are going to be sitting here at the table inside the Dunkin'. Roy's going to go outside with Vicky and Josh to officiate the wedding, mm-hmm. but we're going to be like Al Roker and Hoda watching the royal wedding. We're like, okay, now here comes Vicky.
Play-by-plays.
Yeah, Vicky is walking down the aisle. Look. Josh looking so great. Josh, by the way, told us a funny story. He's not going to wear a suit unless he's going in the ground. Got to whisper it. So a lot of people are saying congratulations to you guys. Feel free to send us messages at the MRL Show on Insta and Facebook. We'll pass those along to Josh and the bride-to-be, Vicky, all right?
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
It is the moment that we've all been waiting for. It's the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show on Kiss 95.1. Can you guys hear me okay?
Hey!
Okay, good. I want to make sure everybody can hear me back in the studio. We're currently outside of Dunkin' off of North New Hope Road, right there off of 85, right here at the mall. And we are here with our buddy Josh from Lancaster.
Hey, Bo.
And his beautiful wife, Vicky. Now,
underneath the Kiss 95.1 tent, by the way, in case the weather turns on you guys.
Yes, of course. Thank you for that. Now, before we start this live wedding ceremony, which I don't think we've ever in the history of the show, I don't think we've done a live wedding before. So this is going to be first history.
Woo!
History alive on the radio here.
But before we begin, I would like to say that it is a true honor that Josh and Vicky has asked me to be their minister, their officiant, and witness to this beautiful ceremony of love and commitment. Josh, he's been a number one fan and supporter of the Manny, Roy, and Lorenz show right there from the beginning, years ago. And Vicky, for some Vicky, for some odd reason, you allow him to call in and tell embarrassing and hilarious stories. So thank you for that. One thing I know for certain is that these two are committed to each other and their kids. And I like to say that they're in it for the long haul. We're not entirely sure if they're also in it for the free Dunkin' cake. We didn't ask too many questions. Not many people would agree to waking up at 5 o'clock in the morning to be on the radio for a wedding. But with whatever the motivation is, seriously, I know you guys love each other and you're committed. And we want to thank you for being here. And I will say that hundreds of thousands of people are listening to support you and be proud of you. And to remind you that love isn't simply happily ever after. It's not one experience. It's not even just only this one moment. It's a lot of moments combined. It's the great joys. It's the this moment. It is great sorrow. It's moments like when your TV goes down and you can't watch WWE wrestling. That's going to be not a great moment, but it's a lot of many moments that make up one huge big experience, and that's what we're here today to witness. And many years from now, years and years, when you guys are old, you're going to look back at each other and you're going to say, you know what? It all became official in the back of a Dunkin' in Gastonia, live on the radio. So let's go ahead and begin with our vows. Josh and Vicky, if you could, you would put the beautiful bouquet of flowers down and hold hands.
Roy, very professional.
Right now, she has placed the flowers down. They're holding hands, staring into each other's eyes. If you're just joining us, we are at the Gastonia Dunkin' for a live wedding.
He even gets the
Josh,
plug-in.
Would you please repeat after me? I, Josh, take you, Vicky, to be my wife, my partner in life, and be my one true love.
All right, slow down a little bit.
Okay, we'll take it from the top. I, Josh, take you, Vicky.
I, Josh, take you, Vicky.
To be my wife, my partner in life, and my one true love.
To be my wife, my partner in life, and my one true love.
I will trust you, honor you, through the best and worst.
I will trust you and honor you in the best and the worst.
And cherish your love for as long as I live.
And cherish your love for as long as I live.
All right, Vicky, if you could, repeat after me. I, Vicky, take you, Josh.
I, Vicky, take you, Josh.
To be my partner in life.
To be my partner in life.
My one true love.
My one true love.
I will cherish our friendship and love you, even though you're addicted to WWE wrestling.
I'll cherish our love, even though you're addicted to WWE wrestling.
I give you my life to keep through the best and worst.
I give you my life to keep through the best and worst.
Josh, do you take Vicky to be your wife, to love, honor, protect, and hold only onto her forevermore?
I do, and hopefully I can teach her who a good wrestler WWE superstar is.
All right. Vicky, do you take Josh to be your husband, to love, honor, and protect him, holding only onto him forevermore?
I do.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Good question.
She said yes. Okay. If you could now, we would like to exchange of the rings. Josh, will you please place your ring on her wedding finger?
And by the way, they're looking at each other. Roy is standing right in between them.
And Josh has placed a beautiful silver wedding band onto Vicky's hand. And Vicky has placed a beautiful black and blue lined wedding band onto Josh's hand. Now, if you guys could, repeat after me as if we're in a cult, okay? As a sign of love. That I have chosen you, above all else,
with this ring,
I thee wed. Now, by the power invested in me by the state of North Carolina, it is my honor to pronounce you husband and wife. Josh, you may kiss your bride. They have kissed. I now present to you. Hey, and the kids are right here beside them as well, guys. You got to see this. You are now husband and wife. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Yay!
It's a live wedding, live on the radio. It is official. These two are married at the Dunkin' in Gastonia.
Thank you so much, Roy. What an amazing job. Congratulations to Josh and his wife, Vicky. I thought Roy did great.
I think he did a great job.
Yeah, he like really took time and wrote and knew what he was doing.
And they look so happy. They're taking pictures now outside with the kids and Roy.
Please, and please send Josh and Vicky your congratulations and swing on by the Duncan. Again, we're off of North New Hope Road. We got people coming up, fans of the MRL show walking up right now. Come on by and you know, wish this family congratulations. They're starting now on a whole new venture of their life together as a married couple. And I'm so glad that we got to be witness and be a part of it.
I'll tell you, I thought that having a wedding outside in the patio of Duncan was special. But the way people were eating and ignoring everything that was going on outside just goes to show you that a wedding like this is so Gastonia. And I love that.
Hey, the food's better than the wedding.
The food is better than the wedding. Hey, it's Josh, I thought Roy did a great job. What'd you think?
Wonderful, wonderful.
Vicky, you happy with everything?
I am.
All right, congratulations.
All right, now get in here and get some cake, you two.
It's a miracle. What a beautiful thing. They are married. Mr. and Mrs. Lancaster, is that what it is? What's Josh's last name?
It's Gladden, right?
Yep.
Mr. and Mrs. Gladden. I didn't know if they want me to put their last name.
Oh,
hey,
well, okay.
By the way, total disclosure, I'm pretty sure Roy just found out.
Perfectly. Out of that way, you'll know who we are.
Mr. and Mrs. Lancaster, yeah. Y'all. That's good.
At 5 a.m. this morning, Roy had no idea.
We had to pull the marriage certificate to figure it out.
Oh, congratulations to our bride and groom once again. And on the radio, we are going back to work. And Loren's going to get us going with the Dirty on the 30. Then we're going to play Can't Beat Loren live here at the Duncan in Gastonia. And then the legendary Friday free-for-all, we're going to dance and party. What's coming up in the Dirty?
So Dennis Rodman just got himself into a whole mess of trouble. Find out why the cops want to talk to him coming up in the Dirty in 10 minutes.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
All the hits, Kiss 95.1. It's the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show. And we are live at the Duncan in Gastonia off of North of where are we? New Hope Road, right off of 85. Celebrating the newlyweds,
yay.
Josh and Vicky, who got married.
They just cut the cake and smeared it all over each other.
We got videos, pictures, and you can drop a big congratulations. We'll read some of those on the radio here in just a little bit at the MRL show. And please don't forget, this is also about you guys. So come by, say hi. We're taking plenty of pictures with everyone. I see there's another Manny in the house.
There's another Manny.
Yeah. Andrew, who shares my last name, is here. And Loren is going to dive into the Dirty on the 30. Let's do it.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Loren. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
So Kim Kardashian, she had to hightail it out of here. She was in Charlotte, North Carolina this week to help a parolee get some tattoos removed from his face. But she had to hurry home because her surrogate is in labor.
Oh.
Yes. So we're on Kardashian Baby Watch.
There's a lot of babiness going on.
Yes. Of course, it is Friday, so we're getting tons of new music. Javiah Ward and Zayn just put out a new version of A Whole New World for the movie Aladdin, and we've got it for you.
The most talented singer out of 1D,
out of
but that's
them.
My opinion. Hey, is that The Rock? Is he in, no,
Dwayne,
not here?
I was Dwayne like, Johnson. I'm like, where?
Did he come by for the
around?
Wedding?
You should have seen our heads. We're moving around.
No, I just,
in Aladdin.
I just assumed that there was somebody here that looked like The Rock.
Is he in Aladdin?
No.
No, but
Kevin
Will,
Hart?
Will Smith
no?
is it. Will Smith.
Will
is,
Smith? Will I'm trying to think who else is in every movie.
Will
no, I think Will Smith is probably the biggest name.
You mean Hollywood
mainstream.
Found a role, that a big movie that didn't feature
Kevin
The Rock?
Yeah, that's true. And we will get to Ed Sheeran and Justin Bieber's new song here in a second. But first, I wanted to tell you guys about Dennis Rodman, and he is being accused of a clothing heist.
I saw the film. I saw the video, like
yeah.
the security video. It's like Ocean's 11, dude, but it's inside of a clothing store.
Yeah, so I guess he was the distraction. He was supposed to distract the employees. And another woman was stuffing T-shirts into her purse.
Whoa.
And another man grabbed $2,500, a crystal piece off of the front desk, and said that he wanted to buy it, but then he, quote-unquote, dropped it. And that was another little ploy to distract the attention. So yeah, this is a whole thing now, and he's going to be in some major trouble for this.
So weird, the whole thing, the whole video, Roy, from start to finish is so odd.
Yeah,
the security cams.
So weird. Anyway, we do have that brand new Justin Bieber, Ed Sheeran song for you. Now, it's actually Ed Sheeran's song featuring Justin Bieber, but it's called I Don't Care, and we have been waiting for it, and we have it now for you.
'Cause I don't care as long as you just hold me in. You can take me anywhere. You're making me feel like I'm loved by somebody. I can deal with the bad nights.
Yeah.
When I'm with my baby.
I'm liking it. We'll play it for you in its entirety coming up in under 10 minutes, too, by the way, right here on the MRL show. Live from the Dunkin' in Gastonia. Off of New Hope Road and 85. Come by and say hi. It's a Fam Jam Friday.
Yes, a wedding ceremony that just took place 25-ish minutes ago. You can meet the now bride and groom, the now married couple.
Yep, mm-hmm. And if you missed it and you want to see it, we have it up. Our live is up at the MRL show on Instagram.
Cool. Hey, who in here wants to play Can't Beat Loren?
Oh. Like four hands.
Yeah. All right. We're going to have to draw straws to see who's going to play, but we're going to play Can't Beat Loren live. Loren is looking for Roy win number 8 on her way to try to get back to 96 straight.
Perfect. That's all going to be coming up in 5 minutes. Don't go anywhere.
Ring it.
Now it's time for Can't Beat Loren, sponsored by Sycamore Brewing on KISS 95.1.
We are live from Dunkin', and we're about to play Can't Beat Loren live. We do this every Friday when we're out and about for Fam Jam Fridays. And we've got three people sitting here that are going to play me today. Lauren?
Uh-huh.
And what were your names? Kirsten?
Go ahead and put the microphone up to him.
Kirsten.
Uh-huh.
Brianna.
And Brianna.
Perfect.
Okay. And Lauren's husband is here, and he's the baseball coach. Coach Radford from Stanley Middle. They just won their state or their county championship.
Congratulations. Yeah.
Congratulations. And he's holding
awesome.
His new baby girl.
Susanna.
Susanna.
Lots to celebrate.
The newest MRL show listener. So
let's see if you can celebrate Can't Beat Loren today.
Yeah, okay. Throw her to the bathroom. Or are you going outside?
I'll go outside.
Step
okay.
Outside.
Yeah. Tell her to get out, you guys.
You got
to
get out, Loren.
I'm going.
All right, Loren is putting down her headphones. She is walking out of the wedding-decorated Dunkin', because we did have a wedding earlier this morning, about 40 minutes ago. Loren has left the Dunkin'. She can no longer hear these questions.
All right, here we go. Question number one. CNN is denying rumors that this former Today Show host who was fired is joining the network. What's his name?
Matt Lauer.
Question two. Taylor Swift's next album is going to be bigger and more personal, which means we will probably hear more songs about her boyfriend. What is his name?
Oh, boy.
Nobody knows Taylor Swift's boyfriend. Okay, 3, 2
Don't know.
1 Okay, okay. No answer there. Question 3. Zayn's got a new song out. It's part of the Aladdin. It's a whole new world. Which famous Men in Black actor is playing Aladdin?
Will Smith.
Just talked about that. Justin Bieber and Ed Sheeran just dropped a song together, and it'll be on repeat all weekend on KISS 95.1. True or false? They're both married men.
True.
Okay, and question 5. Shawn Mendes, his full Calvin Klein ad was released, and the internet's going crazy. Which Wahlberg brother was a Calvin Klein model?
Mark.
And bonus question, what wrestling federation is Josh a huge fan of and his wife Vicky?
WWE.
Okay, good. There you go. Bonus question this morning. Come on in, Loren.
And by the way, if you don't know who Josh and Vicky is, they were married this morning at 7 a.m. live on the radio. It is a Dunkin'-themed wedding here in Gastonia. Loren is back, and here we are. They got 4 correct. It's going to be a tough battle.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Question number 1. Loren, CNN is denying rumors that this former Today Show host who was fired is joining the network.
Oh, my gosh.
3.
Already off the top of my head.
2. 1.
Oh, my gosh.
The correct answer was Matt Lauer.
I know. I was.
They got that right. It's currently
okay. 1-0.
The red was 0.
I'm going to take off my headphones to answer these. Cause I'm, okay, go ahead.
All right, question 2. Taylor Swift's next album is going to be bigger and more personal, which means we will probably hear more songs about her boyfriend. What is his name?
Joe Allen.
That's right. They did not get that one correct.
Okay.
It's currently 1-1.
Zayn's got a new song out. It's part of Aladdin's Whole New World. By the way, which actor is playing Aladdin?
Aladdin?
I mean, which actor will be playing Aladdin in the new film? Which Men in Black actor?
Well, you know, that's actually not accurate.
I have no
because
idea.
He's not playing Aladdin.
That is incorrect. It's Will Smith.
No, but you said Aladdin.
Will Smith.
You're going to have to throw that out, buddy.
That
you
one.
Said
Why?
That totally
because
wrong because he's not
genie.
Playing Aladdin. He's playing the genie. Yeah.
Well, I just read the questions.
Oh,
yeah.
Well.
So I have to give that to him. You should have said we'll be playing in the new Aladdin.
Okay, yeah. Well, it says here we'll be playing Aladdin.
No, that's incorrect.
That's incorrect.
All right, so it's.
But who's playing Aladdin?
I don't know.
It's a no-name actor.
Okay.
But Will Smith is in Aladdin.
All right, so we're going to throw that out. What is the score?
It's 1-1.
Chaos inside the Dunkin'. Thank you, Nicole. Here we go. Question 4. Justin Bieber and Ed Sheeran just dropped a song together. It'll be on repeat on Kiss 95.1 all weekend. True or false? They're both married men.
True.
That is correct. It's currently 2-2.
And Shawn Mendes' full Calvin Klein ad was released, and the internet's going crazy. Which Wahlberg brother was a Calvin Klein model?
Mark Wahlberg.
That is correct. Final score.
Wait, I got to ask her the bonus question.
All right. What's
the bonus question? Josh from Lancaster loves a certain wrestling federation. What is it called?
WWE.
There you go. The new married man.
Final score. We got 3-3. It's a tie.
But the real loser is me for asking the wrong question.
Yeah.
That never happens to Alex Trebek, by the way.
Only us.
All right, you guys. We need to hear something. You know what it is.
Yeah, you guys tied.
Lauren, Kirsten, and Brianna from Gastonia. We can't beat Loren, but we can tie her.
You sure
can. Yes, you can.
Thanks for playing live, you guys.
Yeah. Don't go anywhere. We've got to get to the legendary Friday free-for-all. Your favorite throwbacks is on the way. Less than 5. Don't go anywhere.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Guest 95.1. We are the Manny Roy on the Rim Morning Show live at Dunkin' in Gastonia off of North New Hope Road right here at the mall. And it has been a special Dunkin' broadcast for our MRL Friday Fam Jam tour. We married. we had a marriage live on the radio, live here at Dunkin' about a little over an hour ago with our friend Josh from Lancaster. He's a big fan of the show, and his wife, Vicky, and they're joining us right now. Hey, guys.
Hey, Bo.
Hello.
We've been married for over an hour now. How's it feel, Vicky?
good so far, same.
I mean, but you're wearing the rings now.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Beautiful rings, by the way, you guys. Good job.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Well, I know that John and Peg, who own the Dunkin' here, have a little gift they want to give to you guys. Peg, what do you got?
All right, she's right now handing over a clear bucket, and it's filled with a bunch of cool Dunkin' gear. Looks like inside. You want to give her the microphone?
Give Peg the microphone. Go ahead, Peg. Have a few words for the bride and groom.
Well, we just want to wish you many, many years of happiness, love, and joy. And this is a little thing to start you off. You have some Dunkin' swag. You got some mugs and water bottles, some koozies, hats, sunglasses, and $100 worth of gift cards.
Whoa!
Wow. So nice.
One way to start your, now your marriage runs on Dunkin'.
Thank you so much.
And I know those tumblers are probably coffee cups, but it looks like you could probably drink coffee out of them until it's socially acceptable to drink wine out of them.
Yes. Yes.
Thanks, Peg. Thanks, John.
That's everybody, awesome. I appreciate everything you guys have done.
Everybody here at Dunkin' has been awesome, and the decorations and everything that came in at night. Listen, I would love to take credit for it. We didn't do anything. They did
it all. No. Only thing we did is I just married you. Everyone at Dunkin' put all this together, and we can't thank them enough, and we can't thank Gaston Reynolds enough for providing the arch outside there, too. They wanted to make sure that looked good, and seriously, thank you guys for being big fans of the show, and I'm glad that we got to share this moment together.
Thank you guys for being a part of it. You know, like I said before, we wouldn't have it any other way. You know, when we all got together and was trying to figure out how to do this, to have you three involved in this, you know, it just, everything wasn't panning out. And then Roy, you text me one day and said you had a great idea. And you pitched it to me while the boss was sitting beside me in the car. And we just both loved it and went along with it. And I'm glad we did.
It's going to be memorable for sure. Mm-hmm. So
definitely memorable.
All right. Yes. Well, you guys take the kids, head on back down to Lancaster. And thank you guys so much. Congratulations.
Thank you guys.
Josh from Lancaster and Vicky from Lancaster. There you go. All right. Let's get into the dirty, Loren. You ready to get back to work?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Loren. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
So we've all been wondering what's been going on, if the Joe Jonas and Sophie Turner wedding, like what were the details behind it? Well, Priyanka Chopra Jonas just stopped by.
Dunkin'?
No, she did not stop by the Dunkin'. Nope, she was on access. But she did give us some inside details to the
wedding.
Yeah,
was it a shotgun or was it planned?
Well, let's hear.
Okay.
It was so fun. And it's so Jofi. I called him Jofi. It's like, trust them to do that. Like, it was, that is Jofi. And they're going to have this amazing, beautiful wedding, obviously.
Oh, they are.
Yeah. Shit, was I not supposed to?
No, we knew they are going to get married officially. Well, they are officially married, but for the second time in Europe. The rumor
big ceremony.
Is, yeah, that it's going to be the south of France. And, of course, the whole family will be there just like they were in Vegas after the Billboard Awards.
Cool. Roy, I don't know whether you know this or not, but she stars as Sansa Stark in Game of Thrones.
No, I didn't know that.
Yes, and so they're a power couple, as we call it.
Yes.
Oh, okay. And I'm sure they'll have some sort of celebration in Belmont,
I imagine. I'm sure they will at some point,
Nick
too.
And Priyanka did.
Yep. So Hailey Bieber, her and her husband, Justin Bieber, who, by the way, has a brand new song out today, which we'll get to
the cake
this
is
in a
kicked
second.
In for the,
the,
the
kids are, like, running around, Josh's hitting each
kid.
Other with balloons.
The kid is hitting herself with two balloons, just bum, 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 just knocking herself. Yeah,
the cake is official. The wedding cake is kicked in. Josh, don't forget to take the bride and groom donuts.
Yes.
And leftover wedding cake. Sorry, Lorraine.
Sorry for that distraction. I just saw a kid
hitting
herself 80 times.
All right. So Hailey Bieber and Justin Bieber seem to be having a little ups and downs in their relationship. Now, Hailey Bieber's sister offered up an update of the couple saying, you know, they're just kind of struggling since Justin's struggling with his mental health, but he's trying to get everything, you know, back to normal. And
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Work through it. So the couple will walk down the aisle eventually, just not right now or anytime soon until that's kind of.
See, but I sometimes think that they're okay. And then we hear these reports.
Well, you know, it's hard. Depression is a hard thing to deal with because you have, you know, really high highs and really low lows sometimes.
Yeah.
So Hillary Duff is engaged. So congratulations to her. And Kim Kardashian and Kanye West, they hightailed it out of here. They were here this week to help a parolee with his tattoos on his face. They were getting them removed, but her surrogate had gone into labor, so they had to rush to the hospital. They are at the hospital. As far as we're following the reports very closely, but no baby just yet. It is going to be a boy, and we will let you know as soon as baby number four is here.
Okay.
So congratulations to them in advance.
That's very cool.
Yeah.
You have a what Loren likes?
I sure do.
What's trending? What should everybody have? Because it's the number one trending item out there. What does Loren like?
That helps her in her new construction of her house.
Yep, you know it. I picked this one just for Roy since he gave me a hard time yesterday with my tile
suction cups.
For those people that might not have heard yesterday, Roy just came to the realization that what Loren likes lately has been everything that's based around her house and the remodeling project.
Well, Phillips screwdriver is going to be Monday.
Hey, it's what I like currently. Okay, so I found this magnetic bracelet that goes on your wrist while you're doing either construction or hanging anything on the walls. And you can put your nails on it because it is magnetic, so you don't have to fumble through them when you're trying to hang something or, you know, you're working on a house.
That's cool.
So we'll have that up for you at kiss951.com. If you're in construction, you need what I need.
Hey, she also has safety goggles on what the red line.
They're very fashionable, Roy.
Very pink. Well, there's other people out there remodeling their homes too, Loren. You're helping out a lot of
people.
Plus, keep these ideas for Mother's Day and Father's Day. But hey, we did something really cool. We had a Dunkin' themed wedding here, and I have a feeling that Vicky and Josh will never forget that. But what we want to hear from you guys at 704-570-9595 is, what made your wedding memorable? Was it the groom who had to run because he's a volunteer firefighter and had to leave the wedding? Was there drama? By the way, that was a balloon, everybody.
Everything's fine.
Everything's fine.
Yeah. What made your wedding memorable? Give us a call, 704-570-9595. We'll take your calls now. Live from the Dunkin' in Gastonia, on New Hope Road, it's the Manny, Roy, and Loren Show.
The MRL Morning Show
on demand.
Oh, the hits, Kiss 95.1. We're the Manny, Roy, and Loren morning show.
Oh, you okay?
You okay?
I'm fine. I was just choking and I...
Yeah. That's why we asked if you were okay.
Yeah, I'm fine. But we are live at Duncan in Gastonia, which is primarily why I was choking. I got a quick bite before we got on the air.
We just tried their new breakfast bowl, by the way.
And it's really good.
It is good. Duncan's been so good to us on the Fam Jam Friday. We have another Fam Jam Friday coming up. It's our last one, and we are going south of the border, Loren. That's right. We are going to Mexico.
No. Yeah. Duncan in Mexico.
So we're going to Rock Hill, you guys. We'll be at the Duncan off of Dave Lyle Boulevard. I don't have the exact address in front of me, but it's up on the website, kiss951.com. Mm-hmm. But we wanted to know what made your wedding memorable. Obviously, Vicky and Josh from Lancaster got married today at 7 a.m. on our show, live from the Duncan here. So they'll always remember that. But what made your wedding memorable? Was there a fire alarm and you guys had to stop the reception?
Mm-hmm. Did a celebrity stop by?
Was there a tornado warning?
Oh, my gosh.
What was it that you'll always remember from your wedding? 704-570-9595. Like, my wedding in general was awesome. Like, I had such a blast. I love seeing all my friends have a good time.
Mm-hmm.
There wasn't one thing that stood out that I will always remember. It's just, like, kind of the whole night.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I think people have that one thing.
Sure. Let's talk with Sarah in Rock Hill. Welcome to the Manny Roy in the Rain Morning Show, Sarah.
Hey, how are you guys doing this morning?
We're doing really well. What was so memorable?
My husband wasn't actually at our wedding. He was sleeping in Germany when we got married.
Really?
Are you married?
Yeah, we're married for, been together 14 years, married for 13.
Were you FaceTiming him?
Huh?
Was it supposed to be a FaceTime wedding?
No, he was in the military, and so he couldn't come to our wedding, and I couldn't go to Germany at the time. So his mom stood in by proxy. So in a way, I married his mom. So if I ever wanted a divorce, I'd probably have to go through her and tell her.
Oh my gosh! No way!
Yeah, in Wichita Falls, Texas, I took a Greyhound bus from Knoxville, Tennessee, all the way to Wichita Falls, Texas. The next morning, his mom stood in for him, and we got married, and that next morning, I was on a plane to Germany.
So did you, like, hold hands with her, like, say the vows to her, exchange the rings with her?
Yes, she did the ring, and
Did you kiss her?
Yeah, that was my question. You may now kiss the bride.
It was at the courthouse there in Wichita Falls.
Okay.
That's so funny.
I know, right?
Is there a picture and you just put his face over her body?
I never thought of that. Yeah. No, it was just me and her there, like... and the judge. There's no one else there. I keep telling my husband, I'm waiting for an actual real wedding where I can wear a wedding dress.
Yeah.
So we're going to be in Rock Hill
next week. I'm hoping, you know.
Yeah? Do you want us to play that? We'll just bring the cake.
Yeah, do you want us to marry you next week?
My husband, he'll be like, can you make a wedding cake too? Because I'm a baker. I do cakes and stuff. So him wanting to probably do it cheap, he'd be like, make our cake and everything, and I'll buy you whatever wedding dress you want. He'd probably say that to me.
That is really funny, man. That is really funny. Well, thanks for your call, Sarah. We are going to be at the Duncan in Rock Hill in your hometown next week, okay?
Awesome. I'll be there with my kids.
Please do. Come say hi.
I don't even know if we could beat that. Like,
That's a great story. Could you imagine if they did, like, just Photoshop his face in on the photo, and they're like, Gary, you had a great body on your wedding.
She wore, like, you know how you could wear a face on, like, a stick? She, like, they cut the mouth part out, and it was like him.
Oh, my gosh.
Because we're getting some text messages, too, but I don't know. I feel like she wins the day. I got married in a county drugstore on the drink aisle. Best day of my life.
That's hilarious.
Oh, and I don't know if this is, this might be a runner-up. As we were leaving the church, two of my brothers stole my wife and drove off with her.
Whoa!
I did a huge burnout of the church parking lot and went and got her back.
What? I mean, what were they? What was
did
it?
Did they kidnap her?
Like old school? When they kidnap the people in the movie Old School?
That's memorable, all right.
I mean, we need a follow-up to that story. Was it a joke?
I mean, was police involved?
Are they holding her for ransom? We have questions. We'll take more phone calls. Why was your wedding day memorable? 704-570-9595. We'll get in on that. Also, Loren's going to head over to the drive-thru here in just a little bit, Roy, and we're going to listen in as Loren takes some orders at the Dunkin'. You know, we've been going to the Dunkin's for the last 2 months,
yep.
And not one of us has put one finger to work.
That's we got to get to work. We're broadcasting live at Dunkin' in Gastonia. Stop by, say hi. We're off of North New Hope Road, right there in front of the mall. And Loren may be the one taking your order if you stop by Dunkin' with Kiss 95.1. Don't go anywhere.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Okay. All the hits, Kiss 95.1, Manny Roy, the Red Morning Show. You gave her the worst instruction. You told her to put the microphone near the headset.
Well, I want to hear the order.
We are live at Dunkin', and we're attempting to do something. I don't know if it's even possible. But Loren's working the drive-thru at the Gastonia Dunkin' off of North New Hope Road right here at the mall. And I don't think it's possible, though, for us to hear the people in the car. I think we're just going to hear her.
Yeah, I'm just waiting on a car now. Of course, now
there's
no one in the drive-thru.
All right.
Somebody drive through real quick off of 85 here.
Please. Just drive in and order a donut.
All right, I'm going to deliver orders. How about that?
Oh, okay. Yeah, go ahead. Let's hear.
Can I deliver this one? Okay.
Lauren at the drive through.
Hi, it's going to be $3.94.
Oh.
How are they going to pay?
Oh, we got an app. Okay, so we're going to have to scan the app here. Is this a scanner? Okay. Let me scan this for you. There you go. And we went through. Let me get you a receipt. And here is your iced coffee. Large iced coffee.
Don't spill it, Loren.
There you go.
Don't spill it.
And your donuts. All right, this is my first day. How am I doing?
Doing great. Thanks. Oh, that's nice. That's really
ask
nice.
If they listen
Thank
to the MRL
you so much.
Show.
Have a good day.
Find out if they listen to us.
All right, I've got a white van pulling up now.
Okay.
Uh-oh, Shadesville.
And
Loren, check the back of the van and make sure there's nobody in there.
Hi, it's going to be 7:35. I'm Loren for the Manny Roy and Loren Morning Show.
Not a fan. Don't listen.
Good morning.
Tell Ace I said
Thank
hi.
Thank you. Oh, we got cash. All right, $8. All right, let's get some change here.
Oh, Loren seems she knows how to handle her money.
And then, all right, your change is 65 cents. Let me get you a receipt.
Oh, she actually hit the buttons on the computer.
Oh, I didn't drop the change. I almost dropped the change.
She's really good, though.
And
she's very fluid.
A ton of straws because it looks like you've got a big order here, huh? All right.
No, no, no.
Here is your iced coffee, French vanilla.
Lorenz had extra straws,
ice.
And the owners looked. They were like,
is that
what?
You? That's not her. This is... That is not her.
What do you mean that's not her? What does that mean?
I don't know. Are you giving the wrong
right,
order
we
to
got
someone?
More coming now.
What just happened?
Can I answer the drive-thru?
Yeah. Go.
All right.
Here we go. Answering the drive-thru at Dunkin'.
Hi, welcome to Dunkin'. This is Loren from the Manny Roy and Loren Morning Show.
Okay.
We can't hear.
We don't hear what they're saying
because
sure.
She's wearing a headset.
I'm hoping I hear a what?
All right, a bagel with butter. Is that it? All right, your total is 202. You can pull around.
Who gets a
Loren,
bagel?
Did they listen to us?
Thanks.
Were they fans?
Loren, were they fans?
I'll ask.
Okay. Okay, let's find one fan.
All right, is her coffee coming?
I can't get over the fact they ordered a bagel at a donut place.
We got a new coffee
the
coming
are,
for
the
you.
Bagels
Do you guys
are
listen
good
to
here,
the Manny Roy and Loren Morning Show? Oh, they don't listen to mainstream.
What do they listen to? Right. Oh, I bet you NPR.
On,
are they NPR
people?
Don't give them any food,
right.
Loren.
Yeah, tell them to drive around
now
again.
I think we got this right.
We have to recharge them.
There you go. And
oh, your new total
there?
Is 9.
Two waters. All right. I got two waters for you. I already gave you your straws.
Wow.
Is that her whole order?
If you're just joining us, Loren is working the drive-thru here at the Dunkin' in Gastonia.
Hi. How are you? Good morning. What's your name?
Oli. Is Oli a fan?
Nice to meet you, Oli. All right, we got another car coming in. Hang on.
If we give Oli some Kiss goods, can they be a fan?
This is Loren from the Manny Roy and Loren Morning Show. Can I take your order?
Oh. We're live at the Dunkin' in Gastonia where Loren's working the drive-thru.
Record-breaking radio.
This is probably the worst radio I've ever listened to in my entire life. But it's happening live. And if our career is going to go down, we
All
should
right,
go down.
All right, everything bagel toasted with butter.
Which you don't know is that
another bagel order.
Yeah, lots of bagel
and
orders.
Two hash browns. The hash browns are really good, man.
Do they
good
listen
choice.
To us, Loren? Do they listen?
Is that all?
Man.
All right, your total is going to be $6.48. We'll see you at the window.
I kind of heard something there. I think I kind of heard the car. All right, Loren, you did a good job.
Are we still going strong over here?
Do they listen?
No, I got the same car. Hold on.
You get the find same out. Car.
All right. Hey, how
we
are you?
We had two separate orders for that one.
Good.
Car.
Do you listen to Kiss 95.1? Negative.
See, this is, and you know what?
I'm like 0 for 2 here, guys.
You know what? I think our show sucks.
Aw, come on.
I used to listen.
We're having a hard time with listeners right now.
I was listening up to the point where Loren started working the drive-thru and I quit listening.
You got to turn it on. Give us a shot.
All right.
There you go.
All right. Bye, Loren.
You know what? I actually want Loren to work the drive-thrus just so we can get some new listeners.
Yeah.
We need some marketing, clearly.
Right? Yeah. There you go.
You know, we have billboards for the radio station. Clearly, we need to put our morning show on it. Because
yeah,
nobody
John's the franchise owner. Do you mind if Loren works here like 3 days a week to promote the show? Yeah, she did good, I thought. Look at ready to hire her.
I don't know.
All right.
Well, listen, that was Loren live at the Duncan in Gastonia. None of our fans came through. That's fine.
No, but we met a ton of people today that didn't come through the drive-thru.
That's true.
So, you know, to be honest with you, we want to thank Gastonia for showing up and showing out. You guys, as usual, special day here. It was the Joshua Lancaster wedding day.
Uh-huh.
That video is going to be up. You can go watch the live right now. It's sitting there on our Insta at the MRL show. Good job, Loren,
yeah,
by the way, on the
that
drive-thru.
Was a really good job.
Thanks.
Yeah, I...
Were you exhausted?
Yeah, a little bit.
It seemed... It seemed like you knew what you were doing.
Oh, really? Did
yeah.
it? Because I'm really good at pretending then.
Well, you know, when you talk things through and you, like, confirm it, I don't know, I feel reassured.
Oh, yeah.
You're like, need more extra straws? Okay, we have extra straws.
Yeah.
So forth and so forth.
Yeah. When you said you want extra straws, the franchise owners looked over at you like, we don't just give those out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Be easy on the extra.
Okay,
here's Peg.
Sorry.
Peg and her son. It's a mother-son ownership here
at
this Duncan.
Yeah, it's so cool.
That's so cool.
Well, thank you guys so much.
I hope I didn't lose any customers for y'all.
You did. You guys did a great job. Thanks so much for coming out today.
Yeah, thanks for decorating. Yeah. You guys work well together.
We're a good team.
Who's the boss, mom or son?
Son.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
So. I love it. And you guys own many. How many do you guys run?
We have 9 in North Carolina.
9 in
wow.
North Carolina.
How many total?
17.
Oh,
wow.
My goodness.
17.
Oh, yeah.
You
guys
I bet you guys
busy.
Stay busy nonstop.
24/7.
Yep.
Wow.
Yes.
All right. Well,
so,
thank you.
Thank you again. Thank you guys for coming out. It was a really good, it was a good morning.
Yeah.
And, wish him well.
Awesome. Yep. It's our yep. pleasure. Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you. And hire Loren for us.
This is my backup gig now.
We'll get the appointment paperwork started up so we can promote the show.
Special thanks to Brad and engineering for helping
yep.
out today. Thank you, Melanie and promotions. Thank you, Jamie, our digital intern, who is today's last day.
It is his
aww.
Last day.
So now we've lost Aaron and Jamie. Our whole digital department is gone.
I don't know, but he wants Aaron's job, so.
Well, that's good.
Okay, we'll see.
Hey, anybody at Duncan want to do digital work at the MRL show?
We're hiring.
John's yelling.
We're getting waved off.
The owners
by the
are like, no, we need them. All right, listen. But more importantly, even though we didn't get any during the drive-through, we
are. Oh, fans there now. There's a fan
there
now.
Great.
All right, go say hi, Loren.
Yeah, go.
All right, I will.
Go say hi to him. But no, there's so many people that came out to meet us today, and I want to thank all of the radio family members for coming out.
And thank you, Roy. You did a great job officiating the wedding.
Listen, if you need me to ever be a minister for you, and $35.
In all seriousness, though, you're going to a funeral.
I am. I'm going to go to the Officer Jordan
Officer
Sheldon. He passed away. He's the Mooresville police
yes.
officer that was killed.
Yep.
And his funeral is today, and I'm going to be going to that.
Well, that's awesome. Thanks for
yep.
going on behalf of the MRL Show family. We appreciate it. And
yeah, man.
Thanks to Nicole back in the studio. Thank you to everyone. We will see you next Friday at the last Fam Jam Friday in Rock Hill.
Perfect.
All right. It's Kiss 95.1.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.